Welcome back, everyone, to this special breaking episode of Boxbox Podcast. We are Boxbox Podcast, powered by Boxbox Club. I won't do all that rigmarole, but you know where to go for the best F1 widget app. But we are here, obviously, we're talking about some breaking news that we simply cannot avoid. You can't not talk about this, and now we have the power of coming to you like that as we record from our own homes. We've got to talk about it. Christian Horner is no longer the Red Bull team principal. Now, this is a day that I truly didn't think would come. I know there's been a lot of speculation over the past few years about it, but I truly, truly believed that he would be there for longer than Max Verstappen, put it that way. You know, let's not forget that Christian Horner is, or was, the longest serving team principal on the F1 grid. Now, he's been the only team principal of Red Bull for the last 20 years, and now he's gone, and there's a lot to dissect here, so do give us a 5-star rating wherever you are listening to us, but we're going to get stuck into this.
This is something which I felt we would have discussed a year ago, when all that speculation came out about Christian Horner, all those allegations, and that's when I thought we'd be talking about this. The fact that actually we're 18 months on, and you know, that speculation isn't there anymore, and there's still, you know, there's always been rumblings of kind of he's linked to Ferrari. Obviously, they're not performing as well now. There's all these the tension between, you know, Horner, Jos Verstappen, Horner, Max Verstappen, Horner, Helmut Marko, and you know, the fact that now we're talking about the, you know, that he's now left, you know, just to recap, right? This guy, 405 races for Red Bull, well, not him personally, but team principal wise. So 405 races, 124 wins, 8 drivers' titles and 6 constructors over 20 years. I mean, when you talk about legacy of team principal, he's up there. He's one of the best. And to put this into comparison, okay. And Luke, I'm going to give you a bit of a quiz here, right? So since 2005, brilliant, when Horner took over from Red Bull, how mm-hmm. many team principals, right, have Ferrari had?
God, that's a...
Including Fred Vasseur, six, right? So
I tell you, my knowledge is underrated and consistently disrespected, particularly online by you little TikTok trolls. There's something in there that knows this shit.
Fair play to you. So, right, Red Bull, since Chris Horner's been in, one team principal, 124 wins, 6 constructors, 8 drivers' titles, right? Ferrari since 2005, wins 65, constructors' titles 2, drivers' titles 1. This just shows how influential Christian Horner has been at Red Bull. And look, there's a lot of talk at the moment about Christian Horner has left because of performance related issues.
That is bullshit. That's total bullshit. Like, if anyone comes out and says, oh, Christian Horner lost his job because of performance, bullshit. Red Bull have been way worse than this. Way worse than this. And Christian Horner at the helm, look, take away your personal feelings for Christian Horner. I'll be honest, not a big fan. Don't wish him any ill wishes. I don't like him, okay? I don't have to. I respect him. My God, he is, in my opinion, the best team principal probably ever. He certainly was the best on the grid at this point in time. You're telling me that he can survive, I mean, firstly, the first sort of 5 years of Red Bull. Secondly, he can survive the turbo hybrid era up until sort of like 2019, 2020, when they started to become acceptable. But he can't survive half a season.
Especially after winning 4 back-to-back drivers' titles. Look, I'm with you. I think that's crap. I personally think there's obviously something deeper to this, and whether there is, you know, personally, I think this is to do with Verstappen and
100%,
you know, the future of Verstappen, and whether this is something that, you know, Max or Jos have come out and said, look, you know, there's a big link here to Mercedes, but if you want us to stay at Red Bull, he's got to go. I don't know. I'm just speculating. So it was a big shock. And look, you know, 3 weeks ago in Canada, Christian Horner was asked about his future. And he was like, no, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. We've got a lot of exciting things coming up. You know, look, we're going to be powering our own engine in 2026. You know, all of these great things he was talking about, no less than 3 weeks later, he's out of a job. So something's definitely gone on. We don't know the full story yet, and I'm sure that will come out at some point. But, you know, you can't take away of the success that Christian Horner has had on that Red Bull team. And that is a big loss. And I don't know if you saw the footage of Crofty was outside the Red Bull headquarters today, and he's been talking to some of the employees there. And some of them are just shocked. You know, some of these people have been led by Horner for 20 years.
That's because it doesn't make sense. This sacking does not make sense. I'm sorry. Look, Red Bull have had... It's not performance related. What I'm saying is, I'm sure it does make sense somewhere, but we're not seeing the full picture. There is clearly... There's something going on at Red Bull. We've known for a while. There's obviously a lot of rumours that come out about the fractious relationships within there. We know they've lost, you know, some very talented people. There was obviously the scandal, the allegations, whatever you want to call it, last year, which I'm sure, you know, that is, I'm sure that has upset a lot of people at Red Bull. But it's not performance. He hasn't been sacked for performance related issues, because this is a complete drop in the ocean. If this was a speed bump, it would be about that big. And I know you're listening to me, but I had my fingers maybe a centimeter away from each other, because this is irrelevant. Look, I said in a video that I did earlier, we're going into a new set of regulations next year. If Red Bull end an era in which they've pretty much dominated, you know, they won 3 out of 4. Let's assume Max isn't going to win this year. I think that's fair to assume. Won 3 out of 4 drivers' championships. Won 2 out of 4 constructors' championships. Is it worth sacking him? We know that Christian Horner can turn the ship around. We know that he can sail through rough seas. And ultimately, he's always brought the team out on the other side. So there's nothing that paints the picture that he's been sacked for performance-related issues, to me.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, the question is now, what does this mean for Max Verstappen? Because personally, I can see Max staying at Red Bull. I think that this is something potentially that is something that is wanted by the Verstappens. I don't know. And wanted by, you know, as you said, there's a lot of tensions within that Red Bull camp. And I don't know. I'm sure we'll find out more over the next few days. But the other question is, what happens now to Christian Horner? And there's a lot of speculation that actually, you know, will he come back into Ferrari? Will he come to Aston Martin? Alpine are looking for a new team principal. Where does it make sense? And
Christian Horner is going to be the hottest property right now. I'm telling you, right? This sacking is music to other teams' ears, because not only are they thinking, okay, well, Red Bull have just lost one of the greatest team principals to ever live. Hang on. Surely he's going to want another job. Well, let's see if we can convince him to join our project. That's what I'd be thinking. You know, if I don't think there's, other than obviously Mercedes are not going to get rid of Toto because he part owns the team, and that kind of makes sense. There are certain people you think, well, you actually wouldn't replace them at the moment, but a lot of teams will look at Christian Horner and be like, we'll have him 100%. Unless there truly is something deeper and darker going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. I don't see how he's not right now the hottest property.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think if there is something bigger going on, which will affect him from coming back into the sport, well, obviously that will be that. But if we're just looking at actually, it is just the fact that he has just been sacked because performance-related issues, for example, and he can come back into the sport and absolutely fine. The most logical sense for me would be Ferrari. And I say this because, one, I'm a Lewis fan and I'm a Ferrari fan, okay? I want to see them become successful again. They, as the stat I said earlier on this, you know, they've had 16 principals in the last 20 years. They need someone who can come in and bring success back to that team. This is a team that is going, in the nicest possible way, nowhere. We've been very complimentary of Fred Vasseur since he's been in, that he seems to stabilise the team, but it seems to be going rocky again. And having someone like Christian Horner, who is a winner, he knows how to take teams to the next level, to win championship, constructors, drivers' championships, with, you know, extremely talented drivers, Ferrari makes the most logical sense. On the other hand, you've got a team like Alpine, who haven't got a team principal at the moment, who are local and may be more suitable to somewhere like Christian Horner. So for me, they're the most logical choices. And I want to hear from you guys on that. Where would you like to see Christian Horner go? Personally, seeing him back at Ferrari, seeing him at Ferrari would be mega.
I think you've got to throw Aston Martin into the mix. Part of the rumours that were coming out about why Adrian Newey left was because of everything that was going on and there was a fallout with Christian Horner, but still all just rumours. We don't know any of this as fact. I bet Lawrence Stroll is an ambitious guy, super ambitious. We know that. He is going to look at this sacking as if he's just struck gold. In my opinion, I think the first thing he did when he saw that was, how can we get him? Why would you not, right?
But he then got a message from Adrian Newey going, don't you even dare think about it. Don't you even dare.
That's the thing, right? If there is some sort of beef there, then it's not going to happen. But come on, like, you're investing in all this infrastructure. How many times do I have to say it? You're investing in Adrian Newey. You know, you're trying to develop the team so they're able to fight at the front. Who better to lead that team than Christian Horner? And I get the Ferrari thing. I do. I feel bad because I don't know whether it's a little too early to say anything about Fred. You know, we really don't know what Ferrari have got cooking for next year. And that's what I mean. We're at that sort of point where it's tricky.
Okay, because answer me this then. So we spoke about before if Lewis Hamilton comes knocking, you don't say no, okay? If you got Christian Horner come knocking, do you say no? That's the question. That's why I would turn this back to you and say, I completely understand with Fred. You know, we like him. This year has been very difficult, but when you get someone like Christian Horner, one of the best team principals in F1 history, with so much success, do you say no?
No. It's as simple as that. You don't. But like I say, it's on paper, right? Absolutely. If I'm Johnny Elkin at Ferrari, I'm saying, yeah, look, Christian Horner has reached out. He wants the job. I'm getting him in there. I am. It's as simple as that. Now, I'm saying on paper, we don't know what has happened behind the scenes. There could be, you know, Christian Horner could have burnt bridges. He could have, you know, damaged his reputation within the sport. Something could have happened that is, you know, damning. We don't know because there's been so much speculation around this guy for the last year and a half and the fallouts that he's had, the allegations that have been made. And you know, granted, you know, the allegations he was cleared of, but we know how corporate works and things get swept under the rug. Again, I'm not leaning either way on that. I'm just saying you do have to look at it from both perspectives. So if there's something that's going on, obviously people are not going to want to touch him with a stick because, you know, we opened this podcast saying there's no way he's been sacked for performance-related issues. And the only other thing I can think of, like, purely on paper, is the Max Verstappen debate.
Hmm.
You know, is there one of two reasons that Christian Horner has left Red Bull? One of them being, Max has said, if he goes, I'll stay. The other is, they've already lost Max, and that has ultimately cost Christian Horner his job. Because who have they got to fall back onto? I don't want to disrespect Yuki Tsunoda, but Yuki Tsunoda, they can't rely on him. If they had two Yuki Tsunodas in the team, they'd be dead last in the championship.
Hmm.
You know, what are they going to do? Bring Liam Lawson back? Oh, that went well. What, promote Isaac Hadjar and pray that a rookie who is doing quite well at the moment is going to save the team? No, it's not good enough. And I think that's got to be a factor. They've dropped the ball. So I don't know, but we've always said, is that Christian Horner or is that Helmut Marko? Because Helmut Marko's talent ID, seemingly not that great.
No, I agree. And yeah, there's three main factors, isn't there? It's either performance-related issues, the Max Verstappen, and you made a good point there. Has Max already said that he's going to Mercedes and that's what's ultimately cost him the job? Because he's kind of like, well, actually, you've lost us our best driver. We're not performing well. Your time is up. Or there is something, you know, which is more, you know, something behind the scenes which we don't know about. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how it goes next few days. But obviously, because with Horner going now, that means Laurent Mekies comes in from RB. And
yeah,
it's really interesting. I want to give you... Do you know much about him and his F1 history?
No, to be totally honest, I don't. What I will say about him is everything I see of him, you know, both online and on TV, he seems like a great guy, a stand-up guy. Like, I'm happy for him that he's got the job. He's done a really good job at Racing Bulls. He's clearly very good at nurturing young drivers. And he seems to get the best out of them. He seems to get them really comfortable. So, look, I don't think he's a bad replacement at all. But the shoes that you've got to fill are absolutely huge.
And you've got to get that team working. You know, these people have been very, very loyal to Christian Horner within the workplace for years. So now you've got to go in there and you've got to get them working at the same pace, even more. It's going to be a hard job for him. But just to give you a recap. So he started his career off at Arrows, 2001 to 2003. He then went to Minardi, 2003 to 2005. Toro Rosso, 2006 to 2014. Interestingly, he was then in the FIA from 2014 to 2018. He then went to Ferrari, 2018 to 2023, and then RB, 2024 to 2025. So he has a wealth of knowledge. He's been around the paddock, a lot of experience. And like you say, I don't think it's a bad replacement, in all honesty. I think I like the fact that they're still recruiting internally, if that makes sense, given him the opportunity to step up. And yeah, I'm excited to see what he can do, but he's got some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Like, look, I'm not a Red Bull fan as such. I think what I should just say is the organization is sick and everything Red Bull do is quality, but I'm just... You know, I'm always going to struggle after 2021. but, you know, I always find this difficult in football as well, when like a football team that I dislike get a manager that I like. And it's the same here. I'll look at him and I'll be like, I hope he does well for his sake. But at the same time, I'd love to see them go backwards.
Can you imagine, Maya? So Horner gets approached by Ferrari. Again, this is just a joke for you guys, okay? Lewis then goes to John Elkann and go, look, I'm happy. You can have him in. Not a problem. But in return, if Horner comes here, he has to admit I was robbed in 2021.
Yeah, see, that would be the funny thing, wouldn't it? Imagine, because this is one thing, right? We've always said about Horner. If you're going to a fight, he's the man you want to bring, because at least you know he's going to back you up. He'll die for you. He will die for his drivers. I wonder if he would ever get asked any questions if, like, you would see his allegiance flip. He knows. He's not an idiot. He knows that Lewis was robbed in 2021. Come on. He's a clever guy.
Yeah, but also, part of the contract, Lewis has said that he wants you to do a a little interview just to say that actually Lewis was robbed. It was, in fact, you know, his title. Max wasn't a worthy champion. If you could just do that, then I'm happy to sign you. All right.
Hey, Max was a worthy champion.
A worthy champion. But obviously on that day, Michael Massey helped you out. Can you imagine? That'd be the funniest thing.
We're going to be heading into a parallel universe potentially anyway, because we might see Max Verstappen with Toto Wolff at Mercedes, and we might see Lewis Hamilton and Christian Horner at Ferrari. I mean, crazy, crazy stuff. But speculation goes nuts. This has been a sort of breaking news episode. I'm sorry we couldn't bring it to you sooner in the day. This is the crazy world of F1.
I hope you guys have enjoyed this. Obviously, as we said to you before, we want to bring you more content and regular, you know, on things like this. So hopefully you have enjoyed it. If you have, do leave us a 5-star rating. We really appreciate it. Do check us out on all social media. We post daily on TikTok and Instagram. We bring you breaking news on Instagram and TikTok as well. So thank you very much for listening. And we'll be back next week for our main episode. Christian Horner leaves Red Bull. Big news.